Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of songs, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanted the song.
In Hebrews chapter 2, the salvation offered freely through our Lord Jesus Christ is called a great salvation. In the book of Jude, however, it is described as the common salvation. How can something that is great be called common? A simple illustration is helpful. Those living in the United States of America enjoy a priceless possession called freedom. This freedom is great. It was established by extraordinary men and has been maintained down through the years at a tremendous cost. Yet it is common. All United States citizens enjoy it alike. There are no age requirements. Freedom is available to both rich and poor. The same thing is true of salvation. Although it is great, yet it is common. Some things are suited to the rich and others to the poor. But God's salvation is for all. God is no respecter of persons. He has made salvation available to all classes of people. The Bible says, "Whosoever believeth in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis the loving flock that calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh need not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the true, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, the promise is secure. Whosoever will, forever must endure. Whosoever will, 'tis life forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come.
Salvation is common because it comes from a common source. That source is God Himself. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation is a reality only because God's Son, Jesus Christ, was willing to come from heaven's glory to this sin-cursed earth to offer up himself as a sacrifice for man's sin. He willingly died for your sin. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work."
From
from his celestial abode Jesus came, willing to die for man. Taking the cross with its suffering and shame, he laid redemption's plan. Willing to take the cross was he, willing to suffer misery, willing to go to Calvary, laying his glory aside, willing to hang there on the tree, willing to bear the agony, willing to die for you and me, Jesus the crucified. Come to the Savior with all of thy guilt, come with thy load of sin. It was for thee that his lifeblood was spilled, Jesus will take you in. Willing to take the cross was he, willing to suffer misery, willing to go to Calvary, laying his glory aside, willing to hang there on the tree, willing to bear the agony, willing to die for you and me, Jesus the crucified.
Salvation is common because it is adapted to all ages and people. The gospel is never old-fashioned or out of date or out of place. It is the only message that can be preached in all the world and to every creature. The God who created all men is also redeeming men to himself out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. But what about the heathen who have never heard the gospel, you might ask? What about the heathen? Is God not able to reach all men? The heathen are absolutely without excuse, for God has revealed his eternal power and Godhead to them through his own creation, which can be clearly seen by all men. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The heathen are responsible to God for what they have seen. You, my listening friend, are responsible not only for what you have seen, but for what you have just heard.
In the stars his handiwork I see, on the wind he speaks with majesty, though he ruleth over land and sea, what is that to me? I will celebrate nativity, for it has a place in history. Sure he came to set his people free, what is that to me? Till my faith I met him face to face, and I felt the wonder of his grace. Then I knew that he was more than just a godhead here that lived away out there, and now he walks beside me day by day, ever watching o'er me lest I stray, helping me to find the narrow way. It's everything to me. Till my faith I met him face to face, and I felt the wonder of his grace. Yet I knew that he was more than just a godhead there that lived away out there, and now he walks beside me day by day, ever watching o'er me lest I stray, helping me to find that narrow way.
Salvation is common because it meets a common need. All men are lost in the darkness of sin. Therefore, all men need to be saved. If you are still in your sins, You are merely stumbling through life with no real direction. Jesus said, "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. But God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior now. He will take you out of your darkness and will bring you into his marvelous light.
Sharing these verbal and musical thoughts with you concerning our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have been blessed as a result of listening to this program, we would like to hear from you. Just send a postcard to Songs of Encouragement, Hiawatha Hills Chapel, 1900 Hiawatha Road, Orlando, Florida, 32808. That's Songs of Encouragement, Hiawatha Hills Chapel, 1900 Hiawatha Road, Orlando, Florida, 32808. Until next week at the same time, this is John Pierce encouraging you to read God's Word. For we walk by faith, not by sight, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Are you lost?